Blog Talk Radio.
Listen. Hello? We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
You play to win the game.
Next fan up.
I want winners.
Featuring Pod Vader and the super fans.
But they are who we thought they were.
Oh, but it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. A little bit of a letdown for us Patriots fans. Hello, everybody. I'm Pod Vader. I'm here solo today to present to you the recap of Revenge Gate, the New England Patriots at the Indianapolis Colts. The Patriots do come away with the victory and remain undefeated 34-27 in what I might say was a little bit of a surprising fashion. I did say on our Thursday preview show that I was really hoping for some sort of huge blowout, maybe a record-setting performance. That didn't happen. And for that, a tip of the cap to Chuck Pagano. But Chuck Pagano has a lot to answer for, and he's been answering for it. So let's just jump right in with the recap of this game. So the first quarter and the first drive specifically sort of went exactly as I usually watch the New England Patriots do. They let the Colts sort of drive up and down on them. And, you know, it went pretty much like I suspected it would go. They come down, they get a score, and they also go for it on fourth down. And I noted on my Facebook conversation that it was pretty much a big call for Chuck Pagano, and I mentioned that's how you punch back at the big bully that's been beating you up all these years. You make risky plays. That wasn't going to be the last time he's going to make a risky kind of call. You know, a few people noted that my confidence with this game was annoying them. They really didn't want to see the Patriots go out and do what I thought was going to happen. You know, I noted that during the broadcast, they kept mentioning the pocket stats. You know, Tom Brady in the pocket when he's untouched is really good, and so is Andrew Luck. The difference was that Tom Brady this year, when he's out of the pocket or when he's getting hit or he's moved around, that he's actually been really good, way better than he was last year. And Andrew Luck has just been playing awful when he's moved out of the pocket or when he's hit. And I said, who cares about these pocket stats? I want to know the completion percentage versus coverage, because Andrew Luck was totally ripping apart the zone that the Patriots are playing. And that was something new for the Pats this year. They hadn't played a lot of zone defense. They'd really been manning up. Clearly, they felt they had a matchup problem. Terrell Brown injured. They had released Bradley Fletcher. So their cornerback, their secondary is really thin at the current time due to injuries. And there were some more injury issues that happened during this game. Nate Solder wasn't in this game, put on season-ending IR before the game. Then we had an injury to our backup, Marcus Cannon, something with his foot. It was a toe injury. And that forced Fleming, who was a guy who was on the practice squad, to come in and fill the gap. And he had just been re-signed due to either a release or the IR designation for Nate Solder. He got brought back, Cameron Fleming. And he honestly did a pretty nice job. So as the game kept going on, I wasn't surprised that Gronk was pretty much shut out of the first half. It was pretty obvious that that was going to be the case. But with Gronk getting shut out, that let the backup singers from the Gronk U Tour step up in Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola. Now, the problem with Edelman is he apparently hurt his finger on the touchdown catch and was having a case of the dropsies real bad. And that led to Tom Brady's first interception, and that was a pick six. And I mentioned at that point, that was the biggest play of the first half. It was clearly and could be arguably said a 14-point swing right there. The Patriots didn't seem to have any trouble scoring, and the Colts picking the ball off and scoring a touchdown on that you can make the case it was a 14-point swing on that pick six. And the Colts had the lead at the half, 21-20. So now we come into the second half, and of course, we're going to go right back to Gronk, get Gronk going. And of course, they again leave Gronk completely uncovered. When are teams going to understand if Gronk is open, it equals Patriot points? It's as simple as that. Gronk has to have some sort of coverage on him. You can't leave a man like Gronk wide open. And so he ends up scoring. And now we have what is definitely the biggest play and the most controversial play. And where do you place the blame? The Colts come out and try and fake a punt. They are on their own 38-yard line, we'll say, 38, 37-yard line. And they're faking the punt. They've got a majority of the team loaded on the right-hand side of the field, and they just have a snapper and a quarterback and a punter, and they snap the ball, and there's three pats right over him, and he gets tackled immediately. And the Patriots get the ball with phenomenal field position. And what is Chuck Pagano thinking? Well, Chuck Pagano's thinking he wasn't going to snap the ball. And he asked, why did you snap the ball? You can see him clearly asking, why did you snap the ball? My point is, this is a Chuck Pagano problem. When you coach desperately, it leads to desperate moves and sloppy play and big mistakes. And that was a huge mistake. They clearly didn't practice that play enough. They probably practiced it like once. And the instructions weren't given to the player who snapped the ball to not snap it if the Patriots didn't fall for it. Take the 5-yard penalty and get the and they'll throw the punt team out, and they could have punted it away. Instead, snaps the ball, and that is definitely the difference in the game, because as you can see, the final score of this game was 34-27. And if I mean, listen, Patriots offense was doing great on its own. Give them that sort of field position and expect that you're going to win the game. I mentioned it to folks in our Slack group, a desperate man coaches desperately, and that is not the way you want to coach. Now, Monty, our Raiders superfan, did say, if I'm talking about the game, I need to give equal time to the onside kick. There was an onside kick in the first half that initially the ref said that the Colts had the ball, but then changed his call that the Patriots had the ball. The play was reviewed. The Patriots were given the ball because there was no definitive proof that the Colts actually had recovered the ball. Now, listen, it's difficult to say either way if the Patriots had the ball or if the Colts had the ball. When the refs had initially ruled, they were all pointing that the Patriots, it was first down Patriots, but the pile hadn't been separated yet. And that was sort of a point of discontent. And then a Colt does come out of the pile with the football, and they still rule it for the Patriots. Unfortunately, just the way the rules were, it could have definitely been another big swing there in the game if the Colts had come up with the ball. And I'm surprised that Belichick, having seen this onside kicks formation, didn't have the special teams to sort of react to the kick in a way that where they could have recovered it better than what they ended up doing. Monty adds, the onside call was ballsy and odd that they gave it back. Unrelated note, it's a shame Belichick felt the need to cheat over the years, costing his team draft picks and credibility, easily the greatest we have ever seen at halftime adjustments. Renamed the trophy after him, Lombardi had 20 Hall of Famers under contract and never had to account for free agency. It's interesting that he praises Belichick while also taking shots at him for no apparent reason. Monty, shame on you. Shame on you and your love of the Raiders. This means the Patriots, being undefeated, are now on to New York. They will host New York in Gillette at 1 p.m. New York is 4-1, and quite honestly, one of those teams that does scare me in the quest to be undefeated once again. I think it is going to be at New England, though. I'm not all that scared of New York. They are a different team than usual. We'll have to wait and see. We're definitely going to break this down on the Thursday show. may have a special guest for this particular show as well, since it is the Jets. But I'm not going to, don't hold me to that. May or may not be special guest in regards to this game coming up. Jets, Patriots. Hope you enjoyed this. Don't miss the Sunday night recap that was done by Sitgo and a couple of our other super fans. You can hear that on iTunes or on blogtalkradio.com/nextfanup. Keep those super fan applications and questions coming to us. That's nextfanup@gmail.com. Tweet us at NFU Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter there as well. And of course, we'll have our super fan preview write-ups on facebook.com/NFU Podcast. You can search Next Fan Up on Facebook. Our page will come right up and you can enjoy all of the writings there of the super fans. And it'll include more than just my New England Patriots homerism. Hope you enjoyed this quick little brief podcast, and I'll talk to you again on Thursday. There you have it.